All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure Districts number 1, 2, and 3. It's going to be a joint meeting today. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is January 24th. It's 10:01 a.m. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Scott, you want to start?
Yeah, Scott Bishop. I'm a member of the PID board and the clerk.
You're the treasurer.
Treasurer, yes, that's right. Treasurer, thank
Okay.
you.
No, you are the clerk. Jonathan's the treasurer.
Yeah, I'm Jonathan Thornley, also board member, treasurer.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. We'll get on then. The minutes, board, have you had a chance to review the minutes? If so, do they look accurate? Do I need to pull them up?
Yes, I've reviewed them.
Yeah, they look good.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve those minutes?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from December 17th, 2024.
I'll
Great.
second
Thanks,
that.
Jonathan.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right, next up is the fourth quarter financials. David from CLA will walk us through. David?
Let me share my screen. Okay. All right, so for the fourth quarter financial statements, starting in the balance sheet, in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable and accounts payable of $1,304.36. We had to put the developer accounts receivable so that the fund balance would be zero instead of a negative. And let's see. So debt service, we have in the UMB bond fund 2024A, $922,900. Reserve fund, $568,364. And then in the capital projects fund, in the project fund 2024A, we have $11,777. In the project fund, $3,052. And in the cost of issuance fund, $43,779. Moving on to the general fund, we have for the time being, we have accounting fees of $1,304.36. We don't have any detail yet for legal or any. I wasn't aware of any miscellaneous. So that, if you have more information on that, Michael, or anything, we can get that included later.
Okay.
And then that was the developer advance that we had to put in as for the time being until that's paid some other way or through a developer advance. In the debt service fund, we have interest income of $10,137 or $38 rounded, and then transfers from other funds of $1,481,127. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we have interest income $10,258, excuse me, $15,258. Expenditures, bond issuance costs, and just one note here: this is under budget, partly related to those invoices we were talking about, Jonathan, or John. There are some Zonda invoices that were paid by D.R. Horton that have not been reimbursed yet, and so. That's slightly under budget there for that reason. Those are the cost of issuance fund was closed out in January and transferred to the project or the I believe it was the projects fund. So to get those funds reimbursed, we'd need to submit a requisition for those funds. But it would be a cost of issuance just out of the project fund. So anyway, $387,265 capital outlay, $4,733,358. Transfers to other funds, $1,481,127 proceeds from bond issuance 2024A, $5,645,000, and bond issuance proceeds of from the 2024B bonds, $1 million. So any questions about the financial statements?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
All right. So Jonathan, you would be the one who would know. So if you're good. If I could get a motion then to accept the financial statements for the fourth quarter for PID number one.
I'll do it, Jonathan. I make a motion to accept the financial statements for fourth quarter for PID number one.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Jonathan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Let me put up the resolution that Matt sent out.
While Michael's pulling that up, I can just introduce this. You guys are aware of what this is about. The sole purpose of this resolution is to reduce the maximum debt mill levy that's stated in the governing document and in the interlocal agreement with the city from 5 mills down to 3 to relieve the PIDs of the and relieve the developer of the option or of the requirement to disclose the full 5 mills. And so it's straightforward. The only changes are to reduce those numbers from 5 to 3 and a couple other structural things just to state that these are amended and restated documents. I mentioned in the email this morning that once the board approves this resolution and signs and the resolution's signed, then we'll send a packet over to the city asking them to put it on a city council agenda for approval. I certainly don't expect any opposition or concern from the city. They'll see a mill rate being reduced, and I'm sure they'll be happy with that. So this won't be effective and officially until the city council does approve it. But given timetables on getting disclosures in place for buyers, I'm comfortable that once you take this action that we can go ahead and do the 3 mil disclosure. Anyway, that's basically it. So unless anybody has any questions.
Yeah, I've got a question. It's referring to the Promontory Commerce Center Public Infrastructure District.
If it is, that was a mistake left over from some stuff that I copied and pasted in. So that's...
Yeah, I think we just need to make those changes on the signature blocks and at the top of the document.
Yep, you're right. I'll fix those. Apologies for that still showing up there.
That's okay. No problem.
The other question I have, Matt, so this is the governing document for all the PIDs.
Correct.
This needs to go to City Council.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to take to City Council that portion of land of our development that was not in the PID, and we need to bring that in. Can we do that? Would it be efficient to do those at the same time?
We could. The thing that we need in order to move that forward is we do need an annexation plat, and potentially more than one if that land is coming into more than one of the PIDs. And so that's once your surveyor is ready with that, we can pull the trigger on that.
I think they just need some guidance on exactly what plats need to be and how and what order they've prepared some plats. And maybe we can talk offline on this. Maybe that's what we should do is you and me and the engineers, maybe we get together and talk about exactly what plats and PIDs you need. Because in the governing document originally, all it had was just an overall PID boundary. Mm-hmm. We didn't have boundaries of PIDs 1, 2, and 3. Maybe we did.
Yeah, we had initial boundaries in the original governing document and that were approved along with plats. We've made changes to those, obviously, with annexations and withdrawals. And so what we essentially need to repeat that process again with whatever property needs to come in. And like I said, whatever piece needs to go into what PID, that needs to be depicted on a plat for each of those PIDs that are affected.
So because PID boundary one has changed, and you know, we already did an annexation and withdrawal, you know, to create the new boundary of PID one. Do we need to do that for all the PIDs, every single PID and annexation and withdrawal plat, and present all of that in this governing document?
Well, let's talk through that for a second. The property that we're talking about was not part of the original annexation area, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if we have the city approve an expanded annexation area with this governing document change, then we could do that. We could make those changes just as the PID board. And I think that's probably what we want to do. So what I would have you do today is we know what property needs to be added to the annexation area, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we do.
It's and how would you describe that property? Just for the record.
Man, I would just I think I would probably, can you see my screen at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's this area here, which was an area that we were originally intending to sell to another developer. We were going to sell it off, and so we didn't want to include it in the PID. We've decided to keep it, and so it needs to be a part of the PID. And so we could call it the active adult area. Would probably be a good label.
Okay. Do you know roughly how many acres it is?
I don't off the top of my head. I can get all of that. What my guys were wondering is, do they need to just create a new exhibit for the overall boundary and present that to the city and say, you know, here's what we originally presented as the boundary, and here's an exhibit showing the new boundary? Or do they need to just create this an exhibit and boundary of the portion that we're adding?
So for purposes of getting city approval, the way I would like to handle it is just present to the city just a revised annexation area. So that would be the new overall boundary. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and then at the county, we will then need to go and go through the process of plat, annexation, and withdrawals. And they're almost done with those.
Okay. Yeah. And we would just bring those back to this board for approval.
That's right.
And then record those at the county. We wouldn't need to take those to the city, assuming that they approve the overall annexation area change.
Well, I don't want to slow down this process. This process needs to roll. So I think what it may end up being that we're at two city councils, one right after another or something.
I don't think we need to do that. We've already noticed this as a governing document amendment today. That's what the change to the annexation area is. It's an amendment to the governing document. So what I will do is if you in your motion today will approve the proposed amendment to the governing document with this change to the annexation area, then we'll put the documents together to put that in front of the city council so they can approve both the rate change and the annexation area change at the same time, because both of those are governing document amendments.
Okay.
So I think we can do that in one shot. And then, like I said, once that's done, then we'll bring those, the plats to actually bring the property into the PIDs, we'll bring those back to this board for approval. Who's the current title owner of that property?
D.R. Horton.
It is D.R. Horton. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think that'll work. And I think we can do that in one shot. I think we can do it without having to go back to the city council twice. So.
Yeah, and I know they can create this exhibit and a legal description of the new overall boundary very quickly.
Okay. Yeah, so basically if they'll provide that to me after this meeting today, I'll make the modifications needed before I send everything over to the city.
Okay.
That make sense to you, Michael, the way I'm approaching
Yeah.
that?
Yeah,
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, and the reason this works is the annexation area is not recorded anywhere. I mean, it's really just the city
Yeah.
rising the PIDs in the governing document to, you know, that they can annex property in that area. So.
So I know it's time sensitive. When's Adam going to be back so we
Monday.
know how to do the signature blocks?
He'll be back Monday. So does he need to sign this resolution as well?
Well, I was going to say if we need to get it done sooner, we'll change the signature block so you can sign as the vice chair. It's just about timing, how you guys feel comfortable doing it. You can sign as vice chair.
Yeah, I'd prefer to get it done today.
Okay. So, like Matt said in the motion, what we'll need then is approval subject to, well, approval with the amendments we talked about. And then, are you guys comfortable just signing once Matt sends everything? We don't need to condition it on anything else. Just we'll talk about in the motion, approve with the amendments we discussed. Matt can then make those changes as soon as he does. I'll send it to you two for signatures. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah. Can those be signed electronically?
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
And
Wonderful.
do we need to specifically mention to ch change those signature blocks?
No.
That's okay. Okay.
Yeah, we can, if you'll just specifically mention the change to the annexation area in your motion, that would be sufficient.
Okay.
Because really that's just it's just swapping out a map.
So the
Okay.
resolution number is 2025-01. So
25-01.
whenever you're ready to make the motion, Scott.
Okay, help make sure I get this right. I propose that we approve resolution number 25-01, which is a proposed amendment to the governing documents for the PID, and want to include also that there will be a change in the annexation boundary area added to that amendment.
Perfect. Can I just get you to say that it's for all three PIDs?
Yes, the amendment is the governing document for all three PIDs.
Okay, perfect.
I second that
Jonathan,
one.
thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
So did that, sorry, just to clarify on that last motion, did we include the, we had the board resolution. Did that include the governing documents?
Yes.
Yes. It did.
That resolution covers it.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's it.
Who do I send something I need? Who do I send the developer update questionnaire so I can get the quarterly reports done? Who would I send that to? What I need to know is development updates, like kind of a status of what happened in the last quarter.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, Scott, I'll send that over to you then. And then Jonathan, I'll have the budget report for you to sign and I'll shoot that over. We just need to get that simple. It just says we adopted the budget. So when we did back in November or in December. So,
Yep.
okay, that's everything I have.
Okay,
Matt,
wonderful.
anything else?
Nope. I'm gonna email you guys the current annexation area map that's attached to the governing document, just so your guys can see what we're replacing.
Yeah, okay.
So that should make it easier for them to create a new one.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Okay. If there's nothing else, get a motion to adjourn then.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll
Thanks,
second that.
Jonathan. Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.